Tech Break, I'm Jason Howell, and I just got done with Samsung's big Unpacked 2021 announcement. Bunch of new hardware that I can rattle through here real quick. Definitely a focus on foldables, but I'll get to that in a second because they started everything off with the Galaxy Watch 4.0. This is kind of the early stages, the first glimpse at Samsung's partnership with Google on Wear OS 3.0, and I gotta say, the watches look pretty awesome. There's the Galaxy Watch 4.0 and the Galaxy Watch 4.0 Classic. So one's a little bit smaller, a little bit sportier. The other one's kind of the larger size and has some interesting, a lot of interesting fitness features outside of just Wear OS 3.0. Body composition measurement, which I don't know that we're seeing very often before in wearables right now. Also blood pressure coming to the US a little bit later, not at launch. ECG. And I'm really curious to see how this works and kind of to see the line between Samsung's involvement and Wear OS 3.0 and Google's involvement. But it's nice to see that they launched the watch at the event. And that starts at $250, $350 if you get the larger classic size. And you can pre-order now. You get a $50 Samsung credit if you do that. Also, we have this Galaxy Z Fold 3. So you have the Z Fold 3 and the Z Flip 3. The Z Fold is the phone that folds out into a tablet. And they made some pretty big updates to this. First of all, IPX8 water certification. So submerge up to 30 minutes. That's pretty awesome. That comes to both the Fold and the Flip. You also have S Pen support. Now it's a very specific S Pen to the Z Fold 3. You can't just use a Galaxy Note S Pen on that delicate screen on the inside of the Z Fold. And so Samsung says this is the first digitizer for the flexible screen. So that's a big accomplishment. The S Pen itself has a rounded tip as opposed to like a pinpoint tip. I don't know how that's, if that's going to satisfy traditional Note users. Does that make it less accurate? I'm not sure. That tip also is retractable, and I think those are ways to protect the screen on the inside. It also means that the S Pen support does not extend to the front cover. So if you are a Note user and you're used to just pulling out your phone, jotting down a note, and moving on with your life, that's not going to be as doable here. You're going to have to unfold that sucker into a tablet in order to make those notes. And I don't know if that's necessarily an apples to apples comparison of what you had before versus what you have now, but it does open the road for that sort of upgrade somewhere down the line where Samsung can say, on version 4 or version 5, hey, look, we brought it to the front now too. I'm sure we're going to see that at some point. And then we have the Galaxy Z Flip 3. What's interesting here is the price point. This is $999. If you're doing the Z Fold, you're spending $1,800 to get in on that foldable. With the Z Flip, we've now crossed the $1,000 threshold to $999, which is perfectly in the realm of what people shopping for standard traditional premium flagship devices are kind of used to paying over the last 3 or 4 years. $1,000 is not out of the realm of reachability. And now you're going to get this foldable that doesn't really skimp on internals. Snapdragon 888, 8 gigs of RAM, 128 gigs of storage, 5G support. The cameras might be a little bit of a step down. You're probably not getting the true, like, ultra level camera support here, but I think the cameras are going to be pretty good, pretty solid for $1,000. You also do get that IPX8 water resistance and a new cover screen that actually looks really usable and really nice. It's a little bit larger, fits a lot more on the screens, touch responsive, and just looks really nice. So the Z Flip 3, I think I'm guessing is going to be a pretty popular pick for people going into the stores and shopping for smartphones. Now at $1,000, it's like, oh, I could get that Pixel or that Samsung Galaxy S, whatever, or I could get this foldable one. That looks really neat, and it comes in all of these colors and everything, so I'll be interested in that. And then there was the Galaxy Buds 2, which is $20 less than the Galaxy Buds Pro, still active noise cancellation, kind of a little bit smaller in design. Jury's still out for me as far as why that's necessary compared to the Pro, but $20, hey, it's a great savings if, at the end of the day, there aren't a whole lot of trade-offs. Kind of in some ways, I suppose, kind of reminds me of, the Pixel Buds versus the Pixel Buds A. does a lot of the main things, but just for less, you know, with maybe a little bit lighter design, that sort of stuff. Anyways, wasn't as like thrilled with that part of the announcement, though I'm very curious to get my hands on any and all of this hardware and test it out. And when I do, you'll certainly see it on twit.tv. I'm sure I'll talk about it on All About Android and all the other shows that I do here on twit.tv.